Today, you can save big on a holiday gift you'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise-isolating fit, and amazing audio quality. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I found people who join the administration and keep points that represent the spectrum of the American people as well as the spectrum of the Democratic Party.
This is about the least flashy team you could possibly get.
They are now being told that it is not going to be political.
When I look at that group up there, they are not political.
This also felt like the Avengers. It felt like we're being rescued from this craziness that we've all lived through from the last 4 years.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
2020 is not only the year of COVID, it's the year of Breonna Taylor, of George Floyd. If something like one of those cases happens on your watch, how will the Biden administration approach that?
The way we approached it in the last administration, and that is not hype it up. Look at the facts. Make sure that it is determined what happened.
I don't know all the facts. I think it's fair to say, number one, any of us would be pretty angry. Number two, the Cambridge police acted stupidly.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I've been in a rage for 4 years. I am so relieved.
Right.
And I want my rage to disappear
right
now. I want to be happy.
Why so serious?
People online are writing to me, Joy, get happy again. Well, I'm happy.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You have promised a Kraken will be unleashed.
No later than tomorrow. The time deadline should be able to be met, and the evidence is so overwhelming, it's almost as though they were so blatant about it, they expected us to catch it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And happy Thanksgiving to all of our viewers and listeners across the land. And if you're a new listener or viewer to Newsmax, we particularly welcome you, and I hope you'll stay with us. And we're happy to have you join our audience, which is growing by leaps and bounds. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking at a breaking news. President Trump has pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, the three-star general who was framed by the Obama administration, led by Joe Biden, who, according to the notes from corrupt, fired, disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok, had suggested using the Logan Act against Michael Flynn. And the Logan Act, of course, it prohibits U.S. private citizens from negotiating with foreign governments. It's never been used for a successful prosecution in over 200 years. John Kerry could have been prosecuted for talking to the Iranians in the last 4 years. He also could have been prosecuted for talking to the North Vietnamese 50 years ago during the Paris peace talks. But I digress. The good news is Michael Flynn has been pardoned. It was to be expected, but I'm glad he did it, and I certainly salute him. Michael Flynn's lawyer, of course, is Sidney Powell, and Sidney Powell was saying last night on TV that she would be filing her massive lawsuit today in Georgia to save the presidency of Donald Trump. We're still waiting for the Kraken to be filed, but as soon as it is, we will we'll let you know, and we'll tell you about it. And before we get to Grace with the news, I just wanted to play a cut. You know, there's hearings going on in Pennsylvania today involving the massive irregularities and alleged voter fraud in both Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, but even more so than Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. And the president, I guess, spoke to some of the Pennsylvania legislators today for about 10 minutes. He was thinking about flying up and meeting them in Gettysburg, but he decided not to do that. But Rudy Giuliani, I guess, was at a legislative hearing into some of these irregularities. And I just want to play the cut for you. This is a cut I guarantee you're not going to hear on any of the network newscasts or on MSNBC or CNN. Fox, who knows? Who knows which way that Fox is going to go? But you're going to hear it right now on Newsmax. This is about what went on in the spikes of the absentee mail-in votes coming in the Keystone Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And when you look at this entire curve with all these spikes, can you calculate how much of a vote that accounted for Biden and how much for Trump?
Close to 600,000. I think our figures were about 570,000 that all those spikes represent over time.
For Biden?
Correct.
And how much for Trump?
I think it was a little over 3,200.
Yes, you heard that correctly. 570,000 spikes votes for Joe Biden, 3,200 votes for the incumbent president of the United States, who was getting 58,000 people at a rally right before the election in Butler, PA, as opposed to 570,000 for Joe Biden, who got 6 to 12 people at his rallies, if you want to call them that, in Pennsylvania. 844-500-4242. Grace, have you got some news?
I do, Howie. I want to start actually piggybacking off of your news, the great news about General Michael Flynn. I wanted to read Trump's tweet. He said, "It is my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon. Congratulations to General Flynn and his wonderful family. I know you will now have a truly fantastic Thanksgiving." And it's obviously very good news. But then going with what you said about Rudy Giuliani today, it was a great setup. The audience in the room gasping at everything. It really was. It looked good for the Trump administration. And it just made me think, because Trump actually started, he called in and they held up the phone to the microphone, and he started talking about Rudy Giuliani. And he was just heaping praise on him and saying, you know, you were the best mayor New York ever had. And, you know, this is really going to be your biggest thing, though. This is more important than what you did as mayor. And it got me thinking, and this was before the Mike Flynn news broke, Trump has a lot of flaws and he gets a lot of grief from people, but he's a very loyal friend if you're good to him. Right. A lot of people would have turned on Rudy Giuliani by now. He's been mocked by everyone in the media. Trump has stood by him. He stood by Brett Kavanaugh when no one would have stood by Brett Kavanaugh, and who's now the Supreme Court Justice. And now you have Michael Flynn and General Michael Flynn, and it shows you what kind of guy he is. If you have his back, he doesn't care what the press says about right. you. He doesn't care what the court of public opinion says about you. He will stick with you.
Well, you know, Grace, after the Access Hollywood tape came out in the late part of the campaign in 2016, you know, all these Republicans were running away from him, like Paul Ryan, who's right. now, you know, on the Fox board and telling him he has to concede. And Kelly Ayotte, the now former senator from New Hampshire, saying, how could she explain this terrible thing to her daughter? And she had a pre-dawn press conference the day after it broke. But Rudy Giuliani just went on every show on Sunday morning, right before that debate, when Trump brought Juanita Broderick and Paula Jones and all those women to St. Louis for the town hall debate. And Rudy stood by him. And you're right. I mean, if you stand by Trump, Trump stands by you.
No, and it's so true, Howie. And this is a smaller example, but I remember when Robert Kraft was getting pushed to disavow Trump. And he said, he called me every day after my wife died and made sure I was okay. He was a good friend to me. And there's a lot of people who, when the media tells you to back down, these people back down. And there's certain people who don't. And I think it's really telling. And I want to play this sound of Trump talking about Rudy, because it made me really happy that he finally said what Rudy deserves to have said to the American people.
And they've just stepped on the gas and they got caught. Just like they got caught spying on my campaign, they got caught. Exactly. They got caught doing this. So I really appreciate it, and the country appreciates it. And we have to turn the election over, because there's no doubt. We have all the evidence. We have all the affidavits. We have everything. All we need is to have some judge listen to it properly without having a political opinion or having another kind of a problem. because we have everything. And by the way, the evidence is pouring in now as we speak. And I want to thank Rudy Giuliani for having the courage to do this. There are other lawyers that backed down because they were being screamed at. Rudy is the greatest mayor in the history of New York, and there's a reason. He's got great courage, and he doesn't care. He wants to do what's right. And I told him the other day, Rudy, you were the greatest mayor in the history of New York, and you see what happened to New York without Rudy. You were the greatest mayor, but this is more important. What you're doing now is far more important than being a great mayor of the city of New York and being its greatest mayor by far. By the way, by far. This is going to be your crowning achievement because you're saving our country.
I would totally agree with him on that. And Howie, just to finish off this little segment here, I think you'd remember what Donald Trump Jr. said that his dad told him before they went down the escalator, which was in 2015, we're going to find out who our real friends are. And there's a lot of people who turn their back on Trump, and Rudy Giuliani is not one of them. A lot of people like to make fun of him, but he's got the president. He has the president's back, and the president has his back. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. And it's not just for animals. If you don't have an animal and you just want to use a really strong cleaner, it's just great for anything. Order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. Howie, if you don't mind, on the other side, I know you talked about this briefly in the first hour, but I think the Newsmax audience would love to hear a little bit about this Denver mayor. I mean, it's just the tweeting.
There's a new one every day, Grace.
Every day, every hour. I just Google mayor before I walk out here, and I get about 15 new incidences of hypocrisy. So other side, we'll retell this story that is, it's a feel-good story for Thanksgiving. Another hypocrite politician getting caught red-handed.
Instantly, several texters are mentioning that, listening to that gasping in Harrisburg when they get those results, 570,000 votes for Biden and 3,200 for Trump. You know what that gasping is like? They're absolutely right. The old movie Miracle on 34th Street. You know, they're getting ready to lock up Kris Kringle, the guy who claims he's Santa Claus. And then the post office delivers all these bundles of mail and says, these are for you, Santa Claus.
That's going to be Sidney Powell pouring out those affidavits.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's good. I don't know what the ultimate impact will be, but it cheers me up to see that kind of reaction today in Pennsylvania. We'll have more when we come back. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Beatrice emailed me, and Nancy sent me a card. The reviews are all the same. The Thunderstorm really works. Right, Grace?
It really does. And what I've noticed is right now it's getting really cold here, Howie, and you don't want to open your windows because you don't want to have to pay a higher heating bill. But you also want to keep the air fresh and moving around in your house, or else it gets damp and kind of stale. That's what the Thunderstorm does, and it does it really well.
Winter is coming, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this thanks to the huge success from Howie Carr Show viewers and listeners. The response has been tremendous. Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand, like I'm doing, and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. Could be pet owner, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell you have lingering in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost a grand and take up a lot of space, and they need you to change filters. When you take advantage of the BOGO offer, the Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room, and no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer. Buy one, get one. Now, and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today, you can save big on a holiday gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise-isolating fit, and amazing audio quality. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which governor will be the first to get caught breaking their own lockdown rules on Thanksgiving? Charlie Baker, Andrew Cuomo, Phil Murphy, Gavin Newsom, or Gretchen Whitmer?
And we could have added a dozen more, but we didn't have room for it. So I'm going to vote for Cuomo, considering he almost got busted already trying to bring in his 89-year-old mother and his two of his three daughters.
Grace?
I'm going to say Governor Gavin Newsom, because the French Laundry thing really just was amazing.
I think he's a little more on guard now. Cuomo, yeah. His brother's been caught, but I don't think Andrew Cuomo's been caught. He's the savior. He's the saint of Saint COVID, Cuomo. 50% say Cuomo is going to be the first to be caught.
Yeah, could it, but you know, again, it could go in. It could go either way. Anyway, all right, Grace, what have you got?
Well, Howie, this is a Thanksgiving treat for you. I actually have some fresh sound from Joe Biden. But before I get into that, I want to let everyone know that Grace's News, this segment, is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC. We've had our first taste of snow and more will come. That is almost a definite here in New England. So make sure you check out Tux Trucks. And if you go, you can actually get everything serviced there so you don't have to, you know, attach it yourself or anything like that. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com and get a Fisher plow. That's TuxTrucksGMC.com. Okay, Howie. Joe Biden, devout Catholic, as you know.
Yes, he's a distinguished Catholic layman.
He is, yes, and he gave a pre-Thanksgiving speech. And I'm going to play this cut for you, and if you find any flaws with it, you just let me know.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the Palmist, with the Palmist who wrote these following words, "The Lord is my strength and my shield."
A palmist?
His words, not mine.
What? Is that what he said? Palmist?
Yes.
I didn't know the Bible had tarot card readers.
Did he mean a psalm?
Who am I to say? I can't tell you that. Only Joe could tell you that.
You remember when Trump said something about Corinthians? 2 Corinthians, and
he said 2 Corinthians.
Corinthians rather than 2 Corinthians. And he took grief for maybe 2 weeks about that. But is Biden going to take any grief about calling a psalm a palm?
Probably not, but to be fair, he has an amazing pair of socks on today. So that's kind of, you know, dominating the news coverage right now.
You know, and the other thing is, well, we'll just move on. I won't. It's okay. It's Thanksgiving Eve. I won't mention any of the other problems.
All right. Probably rather safe than sorry. Howie, after warnings to avoid travel, Denver Mayor Hancock flies to visit family for Thanksgiving. Here's the part, Howie, that I wanted to mention, because you did talk about this in the first hour. He tweeted out to avoid travel. He encouraged people to do virtual gatherings with their family. But here's the part that kills me. This was 30 minutes before he boarded his flight. He couldn't even wait the full hour to let the tweet kind of sit there.
You know, that Denver airport, Grace, is a long way out of town, a long way out of town. He may have been in the car on his way to the airport when he was tweeting it out.
Well, here's another thing, Howie. According to an email, Hancock's assistant said the mayor would be out of office from Wednesday to Friday. In an email to city staff on November 18th, Hancock wrote, "As the holidays approach, we all long to be with our families, with person. But with the continued rise in cases, I'm urging you to refrain from travel this Thanksgiving holiday. For my family, that means canceling our traditional gathering of our extended family." In the email, Hancock also said anyone who travels out of state should quarantine for 14 days, and that employees who can't work from home will need to use their paid time off for the leave.
Yeah, but I'm sure that like Mayor Bowser in D.C. who went up to Delaware for the Biden victory, quote unquote, celebration, he's going to say that he's too essential to actually quarantine like those of us who work in non-essential businesses. right. have to, would have to quarantine.
And the people that fly in from L.A. to New York to go to award shows, they're far too essential to actually quarantine for 2 weeks. And Howie, I don't even know if I'll have time for this, but I'm sure you'll hit this later. Cornell activists threaten peers who voted against disarming the police. This is a really outrageous story. So their student government reps voted 15 to 14 not to disarm the campus police. And what did the Party of Tolerance do? They started threatening to beat up the people who didn't want to disarm the police.
I guess they proved the point that you better not disarm the police at exactly. Cornell University. Didn't Keith Olbermann go there? We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. There's new developments today in the court challenges. We haven't heard from Sidney Powell whether she's released the Kraken yet or not, but there was a decision, a Nevada judge has allowed an evidentiary hearing, but it's not until December 3rd, so we're kind of getting down to the wire. A state judge has blocked certification, at least temporarily, of Pennsylvania election results. There's hearings going on today in Pennsylvania. And I guess the president did want to go to Pennsylvania to meet with the legislators. But a guy who's been with Rudy Giuliani, he's been a guest on this show, as a matter of fact, he tested positive for COVID, so they decided not to have the president be in close contact with Rudy Giuliani because he might be infected. That's what they're saying anyway. Joining us now on the line is Scott Counsell. He's been doing a lot of great work on studying these election returns, and he has a good piece today. Nevada is ground zero for the battle against mail ballot fraud. So, Scott, tell us what's going on in Nevada. We haven't been paying nearly as much attention to Nevada as we have to, say, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan and Georgia.
Well, first, thanks for having me again, Howie. It's always great to be here. In Nevada, the piece that actually caught my eye was written by a coworker over at Red State Shipwreck Crew, who talked a little bit more about the legal consequences. I talked more about the court of public opinion consequences. As far as legal consequences are concerned, this is kind of the opportunity for the Trump campaign, even though Trump campaign isn't necessarily a part of this suit, to go out and really show where these irregularities may have occurred in mail fraud, mail ballot fraud. A lot of these issues that we're seeing have to do with lower rejection rates, and a rejection rate is when a ballot doesn't meet the legal requirements right. that they'll reject it. The rejection rate was much lower this election cycle, though mail ballots were higher than it has been previously.
You may have said this, Scott, in one of your pieces, but I think in New York State, where there was more mail-in ballots like every other state, the rejection rate in some of these races was 21%, and yet next door in Pennsylvania, it was only a fraction of 1% of the ballots were
right.
rejected.
Correct. And I mean, in Georgia specifically, it went from over 3% to basically nothing this election cycle. And if they had just rejected mail ballots at the same level at which they did previously, Trump would have won Georgia. So it comes down to the fact that these ballots are at least raised some questions as to their veracity, whether or not that they are legal and fully meet the legal requirements set aside through a constitutional process by a legislature and not some last minute decision to help out Joe Biden by a Democrat county clerk or a Secretary of State.
You know, somebody pointed out on the internet today, and it's an obvious point, but still worth mentioning, that somehow there were 44 states that managed to handle this election. Democrat and Republican controlled states managed to handle this election with relatively few problems, especially given the nature of the panic that was going on in the country. But six states have totally botched it. And every mistake they've made has benefited Joe Biden. Every mistake.
Correct. Correct. That's the other issue that I have with this, is that this almost exclusively happens in blue counties. So we're not talking when people keep on trying to jam down Republicans' throats that it was, well, guess what? It's Brian Kemp and it's Raffensperger in Georgia, and that's obviously Republicans, and therefore it's Republican controlled, and you guys can't complain about Georgia. But the problem is that the counties in which these irregularities occurred mm-hmm. at a much higher rate than anywhere else are almost exclusively blue.
Right. Right. Milwaukee and Dane County in Wisconsin, Wayne County in Michigan, Allegheny and Philadelphia counties in Pennsylvania. Yeah, you're right. All that. You know, there's another problem in Nevada I just wanted to go to briefly. It's mentioned in a story in the Federalist today. And talking about these nonprofit get out the vote efforts, one of which was involved in the Native American areas, the tribal reservations. I'm reading now from the Federalist. Under the guise of a get out the vote campaign, these nonprofit groups were bribing tribal members to vote, offering them gift cards, electronics, and other prizes for proof that they had voted. They documented these efforts through their own social media channels, either unaware or unconcerned that what they were doing directly violates federal election laws.
Well, it also goes back to the offering these sorts of rewards to targeted people that they believe will vote with a certain type of behavior. This wasn't targeted by, given to everyone. Think of Mike Bloomberg's efforts in paying off fines for felons, convicted felons in the state of Florida. The entire effort in that was to get them to vote, and they were targeted based upon previous political beliefs or political action, as well as their demographic background. It was not a program that was offered all around. Even the Bloomberg people admitted that they were only targeting minority voters, and so in some of these areas, which obviously has a much higher rate or potential of them voting along Democrat or blue lines. So, they've been unapologetic. There was another aspect that there was a free concert that was given in exchange for signing up as a voter, registering to vote as a male voter in some of these areas where there were artists that went out and performed in these big giant concerts, which of course drew a ton of people out. And then all these mail ballots got sent out to these people, and now they've got a full-on list of who to go harvest these ballots from. So it's a concerted effort on the left to have beat Trump. It wasn't some carrying the wave of dislike for Trump. They really went out and did every effort they could, legal and illegal, in my opinion, to beat Trump in 2020.
Scott Hounsell, have you been following what's been going on in California? Because as you well know, in 2018, I think they flipped seven Republican House seats in California. And a lot of it was done, especially in Southern California, with ballot harvesting. Yet this year, apparently, the Republicans have reclaimed at least four of those seats. And I think at least a couple of them in Orange County, where they were the victims of ballot harvesting in 2018. What did the Republicans do to overcome this Democrat scheme to extract votes out of assisted living facilities?
Well, you want to be perfectly honest, they harvested ballots. GOP, because in 2018,
good, fight fire with fire. You know,
right. they went out and created. I don't know if you follow the story, but the GOP went out and created GOP ballot drop boxes throughout California, and the Secretary of State and the Attorney General from the state of California attempted to sue the California Republican Party to have these ballot boxes removed. However, they were perfectly legal, so there was no means for them to enforce this. So they hemmed and hawed for a couple days and came back out and found out that they had no case, and as a result, then they came to a quote-unquote agreement with the GOP, which is just basically them admitting that they didn't have any case. And later, just this last couple of days, the AG dismissed that case completely. They are not going to be pursuing any more on the ballot boxes in itself. That was a means for the GOP to fight back in legal terms on ballot harvesting. And it's been something that I've been chomping at the bit for here in this state for years. And not to mention, I also have been chomping at the bit for a Republican Party that would come out and fight fire with fire, like you just said, and be able to contradict and fight back against legal challenges as well. I believe that the Republican Party of 5 years ago here in the state of California would have bent over backwards to remove those ballot collection devices previously. And I'm so glad to see that they fought it, won it, and won several races. I mean, we have Young Kim beat Gil Cisneros. We have Michelle Steele,
yes.
Who beat, yeah, Michelle Steele beat Harley Ruda. And then here in last May and now fighting, we had Katie Hill, who got removed, and then Mike Garcia took her place. But we're now down to about 400 ballots here, or 400 ballot difference or vote difference here in CD25, where I live, between Mike Garcia and Christy Smith. So we have and then we also a Central Valley. We have the Valadao seat that's now back under the control of Republicans. There's so many things that occurred in this election cycle that are so amazing as a result of the efforts from Republicans to fight fire with fire. And I think that this, if anything, Republicans nationally need to look at what CAGOP did in fighting these efforts nationally in both the midterms and in 2024.
Yeah, and there's still a contested seat in New York where a Democrat freshman who won in 2018, obviously, over Republican incumbent. The Republican incumbent is now ahead, and they're opening the handful of ballots that are left. And I know you won't be surprised, Scott Hounsell, to hear that a large number of the ballots that are left, or at least a few, were sent in by dead people. Huh? Isn't that right. A surprise? I wonder if they voted for the Democrat or the Republican, the dead people. I'm going to guess
right.
Democrat.
What Almost about exclusively Democrat.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Oh, it's actually hilarious. And again, we go back to these efforts from Republicans is fighting fire with fire. I would never obviously advocate for any type of illegal effort. But going out and going to people who aren't active voters was how I helped orchestrate a win in 2013. Here through legal ballot harvesting efforts at that time, simply by handing them a stamp to send back their mail ballots before in some of these counties where prepaid postage wasn't included in the ballot return. So it's all about getting scrappy, realizing what the efforts can be to win some of these mail ballots back, and using those same efforts that were used by Democrats as long as they were legal to start driving ballots back out in both midterms and in 2024.
Now, remembering it's a holiday eve and people don't want to be depressed, I'm going to ask you a question, but I'm loading the question up here. Does Trump still have a chance to pull this out?
In my piece, I said it's very remote. The best case scenario is in the three states that are closest, getting some sort of mass mail toss out of mail ballots. So we're talking about
Arizona
here, which
Georgia,
Arizona,
and Wisconsin.
11,000, Georgia at 13,000, and Wisconsin at 20,000. If we're able to flip those three states back to Republicans, it's 269-269, which would be probably the most 2020 thing to ever happen. And then that would go to the House, and it goes to based upon one vote per House state delegation,
right,
which is favors Trump in that regard. So Trump would likely get reelected. Again, as the days go on, the chances of Trump pulling it off become more remote. But as of right now, there still is a remote chance that he does pull it off.
Would be nice to get those 20 votes in Pennsylvania stripped out of the Biden column, because there is obviously voter fraud there. But we'll see what happens. Scott Hounsell, thanks so much for being with us, and have a happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate it. I'm Howie Carr. If you don't want to replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 was my go-to product for Mr. Gooner. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains, so they're gone for good. Right, Grace?
It's really true, and I just want to let people know, if you don't have a dog, you can still use this, Howie, because I use it all the time in my kitchen. And just anytime you have grease or you have, you know, a dirty countertop, whatever you need, you can use Genesis 950. But if you have a dog, it also helps, because it really helps get out bad smells.
Its antibacterial component removes pet owners from carpet odors from carpet and padding. Genesis 950 can also be used in a carpet cleaning machine. It's made in America. Genesis 950 is a concentrate, so 1 gallon makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. It lasts a long time. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains, as Grace said. I bought it for my daughter Carolyn's new home, and she couldn't believe the results. Use it in bathrooms, kitchens, floors, and on grease stains. It's great for degreasing engines, wheels, and tires. Consider trying Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. It's so much less expensive than new carpets and padding and all that stuff, not to mention the headaches and hassle. It's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 has great customer service if you need to contact them. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com, and you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code Howie. That's genesis950.com, genesis950.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Texters are saying that they've been following this on social media, this hearing in Pennsylvania where Rudy was producing all these witnesses, and they said that the senators were shocked. They've been following the news, haven't they, for 3 weeks plus, like the rest of us? How can they be shocked? I don't know if they're just putting on a good show for their constituents or not, but again, they can overturn this. All these legislators can. The ones in Michigan, the ones in Wisconsin, the ones in Pennsylvania. That's what the Constitution says. It's up to the legislature to decide how the electoral college votes are going to be apportioned. And there's no need for any trips to the Supreme Court or visiting Obama judges on in the U.S. district courts or the circuit courts of appeal. There's no need for any of that. The legislatures can do this. My understanding from reading the U.S. Constitution, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, just like that. And does anybody really think that Joe Biden got more votes than anybody else in American history? Joe Biden got 80 million votes, and he can't even say a prayer when he's reading off a teleprompter? You're kidding me, right? Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Howie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you so much. I just am in a quandary whether or not they overturn the election. Who is held accountable for the illegal actions, the coercion, the premeditated, that's the part that somebody needs to...
I know, Barbara, that's the whole thing. I mean, that these people, these Democrats in these states were operating with total impunity. They didn't care. You just heard the Federalist reporter said they were putting on social media that you could win prizes for voting this way in Nevada on the reservations. I mean, that's a violation of federal law, and it's right there in black and white. But they didn't care. And look at Philadelphia. Is anyone going to be prosecuted for what went on in Philadelphia? They have a district attorney who was elected with hundreds of thousands of dollars from George Soros. This is a guy who lets criminals go, violent criminals go. And in one case this summer, I believe one of them got out and killed a cop. And so do you think if he's not prosecuting people for violent crimes in the community, is he going to prosecute him for trying to win an election for senile Joe Biden? I don't think so. That's another one of the problems. You got to have prosecutors who are willing to put people in jail for committing crimes. And these aren't victimless crimes. What about all the people? What about all the 78 million or 73 million people who voted for Donald Trump? We're all the victims. And the United States of America is the victim of this crime. crimes, multiple crimes, from sea to shining sea. Thanks for the call, Barbara. John, quickly. No time. We're out of time, John. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'd like to say to our Newsmax audience, again, thanks for joining us in these last few weeks. We'll be with you right through from now on until forever. And stay with us. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Howie Carr.